This is Social Media Channels Bundle 3-in-1 Bundle. Instagram Stories, TikTok User Guide, and Snapchat. Written by Jan Carley, Colleen James, and Lou Irvin. Read by Marcus Malinga. This is Instagram Stories, the ultimate guide on Instagram Stories. Learn how it works, plus tips and tricks on what content to post and how you can monetize your Instagram account. Written by Jan Carley. Read by Marcus Malinga. Chapter 1. Introducing Instagram. Instagram is often described as being Twitter with images, and this is largely a fair description of what the social media platform does and how it works. But to say that is all Instagram is would be a big disservice. Instagram is actually an incredibly powerful tool, a highly nuanced platform, and something that deserves a big place in every single internet marketing campaign. And now, Instagram has added to its roster of capabilities even further with its awesome stories function. Instagram has gone from being an indispensable and highly underused tool for engaging with an audience and establishing authority to being something even more powerful, an opportunity to bring your fans along with you and to let them feel like they're really a part of your brand. In this book, we'll be taking an in-depth look at Instagram and how you can use it, along with all of its most modern features, in order to build massive trust and influence and have a huge impact on your audience. At the same time, we'll be taking a more in-depth look specifically at Instagram Stories. You'll see why this is an incredibly important addition from a marketing perspective, and how you can start using it right away to make the biggest impact possible. Chapter 2, Instagram's History and Features. Instagram was created by Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger and first went live in October 2010 as a mobile app. The basic premise is very simple. Instagram allows you to upload a photo to your own profile and to view photos that others have uploaded on a feed. The objective here is different from Facebook, however. Rather than keeping an archive of all your photos in one order to tell your own story, the objective with Instagram is rather to be more selective. You will generally upload a single photo at a time and spend a little time cropping it, adding filters, and generally making it look as artistic as possible. Instagram has since been described by many as an opportunity to find art in everyday moments. You'll see pictures of empty gyms, of wine glasses with lipstick stains, of sunsets, of running shoes covered in mud, all with different filters applied and a story to tell. Those who understand the platform well manage to create some very artistic images using only very limited tools. Those tools are features. And they're filters. These are simple effects that can be applied to Instagram images in order to give them a retro look, different color temperatures, faded effects, and much more. It took no time at all for the service to grow to 100 million users by April 2012 and 300 million by December 2014. This is unheard of growth in the industry, and as such, it was only a matter of time before Facebook would become knocking on the door, making an acquisition. Facebook demonstrated tremendous faith in the platform when, in April 2012, it purchased Instagram for a whopping $1 million. Cash and stock. This would prove to be a smart move. While Instagram grew by 23% over the following year, Facebook would only grow by 3% during the same time frame. Facebook made a promise to Instagram users at the time not to ruin the platform with new features or to be too intrusive. For the most part, the company has been true to its word, and it would certainly be fair to say that Instagram has maintained its integrity and core purpose over the years. Instagram has been somewhat integrated into Facebook, but not to a huge degree. If you did not know that the two are owned by the same company, you could very
Sample complete. Ready to continue?